No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games, the home of new beverages and all the games, hosted by two former Twin Galaxies world record setters. My name is Willy.
I'm Ginger.
And if you can, on the device you're listening today, try the code up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, BA, select, start. You may get extra lives.
Maybe.
We have a special guest today, Squidge. Welcome.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, I was actually going to try it on my PC, but chances are I'd either shut it down or gain 30 lives. I didn't want to test it.
Probably a good thing just to not test it. Right.
Well,
here,
not live anyway. Not live. It's not a good
right. Yeah, wait till you listen. Wait till you're listening.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to, you know, introduce yourself and let everyone know?
You have a gaming podcast.
Yeah.
It's called ARG.
Well, it's Waffle and Taylor's. Jay, my broadcast partner, he decided to change it up a bit for SEO, so it was easier to find. It was higher up instead of just either T or W, so he put that in. I'm Squidge. I'm one of the hosts of Waffle and Taylor's. I also edit the damn thing, which takes ages. A quick description, I can do it really quick, is Waffle and Taylor's, or ARG Waffle and Taylor's, is an absurd and tangent-heavy video game discussion podcast. That sounds all formal, doesn't it? We get friends on. We talk to video game developers occasionally. We have a series of episodes which we're going to get back to eventually, where we are devoted to finding the best and worst video game movies and watching them and then giving our thoughts and shooting the shit afterwards.
You're gonna really put yourself through that.
Oh yeah. Well, the thing is, some of the episodes we've already done. We've done like Double Dragon, Super Mario Brothers. We even did Parasite Eve, which is a Japanese film, nothing to do with the game.
Well,
sounds like you got a couple
Super
of the
Super Mario with like John Leguizamo is so bad it's good.
Yeah, sounds like you got a couple of the worst ones out of the way.
Well,
right.
Well, I'll say one thing that we did mention on the podcast. If you take the story of Super Mario Brothers and strip out Super Mario Brothers, it's like a cyberpunky dystopian film, and by itself, it's quite good as long as you take the Super Mario Brothers franchise out of it. It's an all right film. It's just when you shoehorn Super Mario Brothers, it didn't work. It's kind of like we've got a futuristic film, and we want to get a Mario film out quick. There's a script for a film. Let's just add it in, shoehorn it in somehow, you know? Get it in with a plunger. So there's stuff like that. We originally started with just grabbing our friends on, and you know, taking the piss, hell and abuse at them and the like. And the as you will know, Ginger, the recently rebooted Cupboard of Shame.
Yeah.
Which.
That was so much fun.
It's not going to come out for a while yet because the cadence of releases. But yeah, that's one to look out for. Including we just recently got some artwork done for it, which is amazing. Some custom artwork.
Excellent. Nice.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it.
The quote of the day today, let me flip the page. Villains, stop your evil ways. The tick again. Hold on, I'm gonna do the next quote. Oh shit.
The tick again.
It's the tick again. Evil comes in many forms, be it a man eating cow or Joseph Stalin.
Okay.
I think I'd be more all right with man-eating cows than man-eating vegetables, you know.
Well, I mean, we are all compost, so vegetables do eat us eventually.
Mm. I don't know. I think I'm more scared of the man-eating cow than the man-eating tomatoes.
Mm,
they are kind of scary, but the cows are scary even when they don't eat people.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, I have this beverage here that I'm looking forward to trying. It is a soda, lemon meringue soda, like lemon meringue pie.
That's going to have all the sugar in. It sounds really sweet.
Oh. Well, it's made with real cane sugar, too. Oh. So it has even more, so most likely. 43 grams of sugar.
About 20 minutes time is the sugar high going to hit.
Well, that's like half the sugar of a Mountain Dew, so.
Yeah, that is. For real. And that tastes like a liquid lemon meringue pie.
It is. Yeah. It's lemony, but like with whipped cream.
Wow.
It's very creamy. That's weird.
And it's gluten-free, so that's sweet too. This is fucking good. I'm probably going to chug this and burp a whole bunch. Thanks, Will.
I bought it for Ginger because I knew she liked lemon meringue pie, and that's not my favorite kind of pie. I'm not a huge fan of lemon meringue, and that does taste like lemon meringue.
This is fucking amazing.
I'm going to give it 2.5 out of 5 just because it's not my favorite.
5 out of 5.
It's not 5 out of 5
because I haven't had lemon meringue pie in a while.
Who makes that? Boots Beverages.
Yeah, Boots Beverages. Aunt Myrtle. Myrtle was Boots' sister and the go-to whenever cash was short. Striking a balance between sweet and sour, this lemon treat naturally reminds us of her. One sip and this intriguing balance is yours. That's what the side says.
Is that before or after the pirates came for him?
But I mean, lemon has vitamin C in it, so you're not going to get scurvy.
So Myrtle was Boots' sister. Who is Boots?
I don't fucking know, but they make a really good soda.
Doesn't matter about the history. We've got the drink. That's all that matters.
I do not care. They just make a very good beverage.
Would it be...
So yeah, 5 out of 5.
Would it be too confusing if you had that while eating lemon meringue pie? It'd be like one of each.
Oh my God.
You could chew and drink then,
really
couldn't you?
Happy. Yeah. I don't think it would be overkill.
You just take 2 bottles of this soda, the 1 pie, you throw them in a blender. A little bit of crushed ice, and you got the best fucking lemon meringue Slurpee you could buy.
Dude, that sounds amazing. Now I need this in my life.
I'm a bad influence.
Will, what do you got to drink? No, you're not.
I have one of my go-tos. I have a sour beer from Dogfish Head called Sea Quench Ale.
Yeah, that one, when I did drink, that's a good one.
It's a sour brewed with lime juice, lime peel, black limes, and sea salt. So it's another anti-scurvy beverage.
Good to know.
Nice crack.
It's almost margarita-like because it's 3 different kinds of lime and salt.
Yeah.
It's also very soda-like. It's like sour lime. Not sweetened like limeade. If you like your drinks on the sour citrus side, this is a great. So yeah, Sea Quench.
Great beer.
Mm-hmm. Widely available, at least
here in
the U.S. I don't know if Dogfish Head makes it over there, but I wouldn't be surprised. They're one of the bigger U.S. breweries.
I can't say I've ever heard of it. Obviously, being across the pond, I can't say I've ever heard of Dogfish.
It's Dogfish Head.
Oh, Dogfish Head, yes. Can't forget the head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nope.
I'll give the Sea Quench Sour Ale a 4.5 out of 5. It's one of my go-tos.
Squid, you got a beverage?
This is a weird one. I've picked something
Sweet.
Up. Right, I've picked something up because of the insistence of a friend of mine. Now, the idea behind this, I couldn't get the exact same one. She likes this particular brand, and I say it's posh posh soda because it's got more than 3 words in the title. And it winds her up every time. Because it had 4 words in the title. And she said, no, what about the other ones? I said, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Fanta Fruity Twist. There's 3, max. Anything more than that and it's posh. So what I've got, it wasn't exactly the same. and I don't think it counts because it says non-alcoholic. It's Belvoir. I've butchered that already. Belvoir Farm non-alcoholic passion fruit martini. I have no idea how much sugar is in this.
That is pop.
We just had one from that same farm imported a week or two ago, a different flavor.
It was fucking amazing.
Well,
That one sounds good.
I've already poured some out, so why do I do this to myself? Okay, I'll give it a try.
Oh, come on, it'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
We both really liked the other flavor they made.
Yeah, I think it was like elderberry something. Oh, you're going in for another drink.
He's making a weird face, though.
He is.
I don't know what this flavor is.
What does it say on the label?
It says passion fruit martini. I can't.
Oh, so passion fruit is a really sour fruit. It's funny looking, but it's really good. Like, I like it because it's like a Sour Patch Kid sour.
I wonder where the martini comes from.
Yeah, I bet they got something in there to make it like...
I don't know if it's like trying to make it a mocktail or something, but this has got no taste. It's the taste of the smell of wallpaper paste to me. I have no idea why. and yet I've got a full bottle of it, and I'm not going to let it go to waste.
Oh,
so I'll drink
shit.
It.
What are you rating it out of 5?
Oh, I'll give it 3.5 chainsaws out of 5. Why not? Oh. I have no idea why I'm drinking more of it. What am I doing?
Maybe the more you drink, the better it'll taste.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, it's not alcoholic, so I'm not going to get like the...
No.
Oh, I'll drink the rest of this. Edit.
I like real passion fruit. Like, I like that flavor, but it's very tart. Like, very tart.
That's the word I was going to say. It tastes tart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll have to keep an eye out for that.
It's weird.
Our store.
I want to try that flavor. Because we had a elderflower lemonade from that brand, and it was fucking amazing. It was so good.
Wasn't it like rose petal and elderflower?
Something. It wasn't overpowering or anything. It was well balanced.
It might be because I'm not used to drinking cocktails or mocktails. That was just so
Or
weird.
Posh sodas.
Or posh pop. Yeah, I'm not used to it. And yeah, I've got a full bottle to drink of it now. And like a moron, I'm going to drink it all.
Chug. No.
All right, fair enough.
It says martini. It says martini. Save it for martini night. Throw a little splash in with your vodka.
He's chugging it.
Okay, I couldn't do any more. It's very fizzy. If it was still, I would have done it.
Oh. Are you awake now? Bubbly tartness.
I knocked the sleep right out of me. Oh.
Still 3.5 chainsaws?
Still 3.5 chainsaws, yeah. It's not going up.
Nice.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with Real Life XP. This episode is sponsored in part by Cartmart.games.
Cartmart.games!
Thanks, Canadian Greg. Thanks, 10-pound belt buckle. Thanks, Worldwide Wharf.
I think it's something different now, too, on Twitter.
Yes.
But you can find some Sega Saturn stuff.
Yeah, he's also added a bunch of cassette tapes. If you want some Tone Loke, if you want some of the Doors, if you want the Twin Peaks soundtrack on cassette tape.
Yeah, anything classic, video games, and other. You can find it at cartmart.games.
If you're looking for some games where you don't need to download 60 gigabytes before you can play, you can find Nintendo 64, Super Nintendo, NES, Game Boy, Game Gear, all that good stuff at cartmart.games.
Yeah.
Use code GRPVG. It might do something good for you.
Yeah. At checkout. Now we're back with Real Life XP, TMCR LLC, GRPVG.
Come get some.
Yeah, what she said.
Well, you got some Real Life XP?
I do. Last weekend, I got some free tickets from work to go see the fucking Monster Trucks at the arena in Grand Rapids downtown. And I was like, whoa, Monster Trucks? Cool. Yeah, there was a drawing for everybody at work because there were two free tickets. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see how they fit those big giant monster trucks inside a hockey rink, basically.
He asked me if I wanted to go, and I was like, no.
It's an indoor arena that they do concerts, basketball games, hockey games at. And yeah, I wanted to see what those monster trucks could do in that little space. That's like the main reason I went. Gravedigger was there and a bunch of like all the famous monster trucks. It was pretty cool.
That's really cool that Gravedigger has a female driver. Uh-huh. I respect that. I'm like, fuck yeah. Get it, girls, in those monster trucks.
And she was winning too.
Hell yeah.
They had like the first 10 rows of seats like covered in tarps. And so only the half of the first section you could sit in because of all the throwing dirt.
Yeah.
And so that's how they made it work. And there was just one like multi-ramp in the middle that they would go and do jumps on, or like they went and did like who could do like the best wheelie on it. And some of them did the wheelies on their front tires. Some did wheelies on their back tires, just like driving back and forth on two tires. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's neat.
I imagine that they got it in the arena just by smashing a wall through. You know, they don't open any shutters.
No,
just, the monster trucks, they do what monster trucks do, just smash into things. You know, like unstoppable. You know, like the Kool-Aid Man. Oh yeah. But it's like more of the wall falls down.
You know? No, they didn't have any room for smashing things. There were no cars to run over. It was just like jumps and wheelies and technical skills.
Didn't you say, like, the first jump pretty much got rid of the ramp because of the size of the monster truck?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't the most durable ramp. Even one jump would knock the shit down. So.
Did they rebuild it a few times?
No.
No?
We do it without a ramp, like, it'll be fine.
There were lots of tires under the dirt ramp, so once the dirt part wore away, then it was like just big giant tires that they built the shit out of, wired together with rods and who knows. But
no.
We left after the first two competitions because it was more crowded in there than we expected. Yeah. Post-pandemic, both me and I took my cousin Simon, who's often a co-host. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I think we saw enough. Let's get out of here.
You got the point.
So I think that was worth about 30,000 points for a monster truck show at the arena.
I agree.
Ginger. I was expecting the guy chugging the pop. Oh, there it goes.
I'm right there with you.
I'm chugging the pop. Look how much that is gone.
Y'all are both chugging the posh pop.
Yep.
Top pop.
Pinkies up.
How many words in the name? Oh. Delicious boot beverages, refreshing lemon meringue soda. Yes, that's posh pop.
Yeah, that's more than three. Yeah, that's posh.
Oh, Ginger. So some real life XP. Well, since we're looking for a house, we've been kind of looking around and figuring out what we would like. The church fell through, which it happens. No problem. Now we don't have to deal with that jerk realtor that was there. And I hope she may stub her toe.
Is
like
that,
every other day.
Is that a figure of speech or did it literally fall through?
No, like it's
got to look at it and suddenly it just demolishes. Yeah.
No. It was in better shape than that.
We did see a couple houses like that, but
yeah. We saw this one house that smelled like straight up cat piss. It was disgusting. Dude, we walked in and the lady, bless her soul, was so positive. And she called me positive. But I was like, man, it smells in here. I could not say yeah, it's been everything. I was like, yeah, no shit.
This place needs a steam clean and an exorcist. Yeah,
dude, it needed a lot. And then when before we went in, we walked around this house, and there was like a hole of some animal right by the, foundation.
It was a big fucking hole.
A
bunny rabbit would be small, like a couple inches, or squirrel or chipmunk would be smaller than that.
Mm-hmm. No, but this hole was like
a huge foot and a half around. It was a huge burrow.
So, a skunk, a woodchuck, something big lived on the side of this fucking house that stunk like straight up cat piss.
It was an estate sale too, so it probably did need an exorcist. I'm guessing somebody died in there, and then the cats peed on all the carpets on all three levels. And then also the day before we saw it, the sump pump broke in the basement.
So it got a little bit flooded
with a little bit of sewage.
Yeah, so they were asking way too much for that house. But we saw a couple, and we have a couple in mind. And
is your real-life XP this horror house? That's what we've been talking about.
Yeah, dude. We've been telling, like, a lot of people. Like, whoa, this is fucked up. But, yeah, that's my real-life XP. Like, we've seen a couple nice houses, but this horror house, whoa. It was something else. It had a lot of potential if you had enough money to put into it.
Just an example of how not to house.
For real. So for taking a pit stop to that house when we were looking at some open houses and really deciding we're not going to move on that one, I would say 50,000 because that was awful on our noses. And I'm going to give Will another 20,000 because he was with me. Because he smelled the same shit. It was awful. Like, I couldn't stay in there very long.
Sort of an assault on the senses.
Ooh, yeah. A huge assault. It was disrespectful. Like, I don't know. Even if, Febreze would have covered that shit up, for real, Squidge. Like, it's been a long time since I smelt something that awful.
No, that was soaked carpet and carpet padding.
Yeah, that's what that smell was.
Time out. Squidge, what's some real life XP that you've gotten?
You know, I lead a very boring existence. When I'm not working, I'm sleeping. I channel my inner sloth.
That's okay.
There's only two things I can really think of that when it comes to my life, how exciting it is. Is one, I moved house about a year ago, and I managed to get all my weights back, like weight bench and weights and stuff. And I used to, because I was very bored, I just used to hit the weights. And I was a lot slimmer then than I am now. So I'd started doing that again to the same pace, to a point where my arms feel like they want to fall off. which is always fun. It's all for a good cause, though, apparently. Being healthy and all that, I don't understand why. the only other thing...
It seems like everybody's doing it. Last week, our guest started doing online workout classes as his real life XP.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing to want to, like, just feel better. You're in this body anyways. You might as well make yourself feel better.
Well, when I worked out before, a friend of mine, we actually went to the gym, and he's a martial artist, and he used to be a personal trainer, so his byword was, if I can lift it, you can. And the first few weeks were killer. but I caught up. I mean,
thank you.
He's like a clear foot and a half taller than me, right? His arms are longer. He's quite beefy to begin with, and he's lifting these things, and I'm struggling like hell, you know. He has to remind me, breathe, because I was going to faint because I was trying to lift, you know. But I got to that before. I'm planning on trying to do that again. And the only other thing that I can think of that's happened is I got being a tech guy. I got an adapter that lets me plug in my Sega Saturn into my PC capture card.
Oh, cool.
Legendary.
So it's all because broadcast partner Jay wants me to get into streaming again. I did streaming before during the pandemic because I had knack all else to do. It was going all right. It was a laugh. I got people just jumping in and, you know, creatively and jokingly hailing abuse at me, the usual. And then
streaming on Twitch.
Oh yeah. Then it was on Twitch. And then I moved and I haven't got back to it yet, so he wants me to get back to it. And I haven't got as many monitors as last time, so it's a bit difficult. But just a little device right. that lets me plug in my Sega Saturn. It's just an adapter into my capture card.
He wants you to do it. Why don't you tell him to get his fucking ass up and go streaming?
I mean, he does anyway because he's a
oh, okay.
he's a computer programmer by trade, and he used to do a lot of streams, and it goes towards. He recently got a Microsoft MVP, and it goes towards that. So he's going to pick that up again. He had to stop because his basement flooded. That's where his office was, so he had to get that fixed. But he's going to get back to that. He's doing that, and I'm going to be doing the gaming streams, which is, it was Doom, getting my butt whooped on Doom, just panicking and failing miserably. And people like that, apparently. So.
Yeah, have you seen the new build? You can play the original Doom now with ray tracing, and it looks so good.
My PC is a little old. It's like 2 years old, so the graphics card doesn't allow ray tracing. And to be honest, I don't much care.
Not even on Doom?
Probably not. It's still
a EXE for the original Doom game.
Well, I can definitely check it out, but if it's anything like, you know, the ray tracing like Cyberpunk moving forward, you have to have it only works on a certain type of graphics card, and mine's one below that. So
okay,
not really fussed.
Yeah. I don't know the details on the Doom mod scene, but I saw a couple clips of it, and it looked pretty cool with like the 16-bit FPS graphics with ray tracing light effects.
I think I'd end up just raging for saying that this isn't Doom. The light effects shouldn't be like that. I remember original Doom where you play it on the keyboard only, you know. Show my age there, you know. Man yells at clouds moment. Doom should be played on a keyboard only, you know.
Unless you're playing it on a pregnancy test.
Yeah, oh
my God.
Yeah.
Or having Doom being powered by 16 potatoes. That was a good one.
Yeah.
How many XP for getting back into working out and getting back into streaming?
I'm not going to give myself that much of a high of an XP, and this is going to show how infantile and childish I am, but the amount of XP I'm going to give myself is 69. Nice.
Okay. Nice. Well, we have a base number of 7,000 for pretty much living
but
for a week.
Ginger, I
and
think...
And not pooping yourself.
I think with
so,
his suggestion, I think we should make an exception in this case and let him go with 69.
Okay.
Woo!
That's fine.
Very childish.
This is going to be 7,069.
Whichever. As long as there's 69 in it.
7,000 on top. Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that depends. How many times did you poop your pants? Was it more than it should have been?
I'm going to stay quiet on that one. Because I think I'll save more face if I stay quiet saying that.
All right. We'll be right back with some video games.
Instead of a podcast promo today, we have a voicemail from my mom. Thanks for the call, Mom. We'll take all these XP you're handing out and we'll add them to our total. They're canon now.
Hell yeah!
And anyone else can call and leave us a voicemail at 4432-WILLIE. 4432-WILLIE.
GRPVG. Hello, GRPVG. This is your mom calling. Wanted to comment on episode 154. Main Quest podcast. I had so much fun listening to this episode where you talked about the tick and the man-eating cow that works with Stalin, and oh my goodness, the ginger soother. Yes, yes. But I would also like to add some points to your life experience. So, for the late night airport pickup, I believe that you need an extra 10 grand. For getting into the wrong car, you should have looked for the one with rust on it. So, yeah, that's not any extra points. But for taking care of the plants, that's another 10 grand for Ginger. And for Keith / Kevin, I would just like to give him extra points for being on your program. Love you guys. This is Mom. Checking out.
Select your player.
Ginger.
Yeah.
What game you play?
I know you're going to be so surprised with the game that I'm talking about. But I play Final Fantasy 13.
No.
I haven't talked about this one yet. And I actually recently just restarted it because it was on Xbox Game Pass. So I was like, it's been a while. I liked this game. Let me check it out again.
And even though we don't have the PlayStation hooked up that you have it on, you can play it on the Xbox now.
Yeah. I still like it.
Thank you, corporate acquisitions and mergers.
Yay! Yeah, or something like that. Fuck capitalism. Anyways. So, yeah, I still like this game. It has a female lead, Lightning, who is a badass. Kind of cloud-like, though. Like, angry, mad. Because her sister.
Like Cloud from Final Fantasy? Not like a cumulonimbus?
Correct.
Okay.
I have to tell him the right Cloud. Because then he'll probably think of what? Right. Nimbus from.
Or Rain on Your Parade.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. Where you play as an actual Cloud.
No, you are. You're like ex-soldier, ex-com, or Zycom, or whatever the fuck it is. And you have to save your sister and the team that gets turned into Lassie, so they don't turn into Falsy, or some shit like that. It's so confusing, but...
It sounds like a lot of made-up words.
It is.
It's
I fucking love how the fighting mechanics are set up in this one. Personally, I like how you can set who is what, and you can switch the paradigms in the actual fighting.
Squiz, were you gonna say something?
I was just gonna say I've played Final Fantasy 13. I only got so far, and to try and explain the story, it's more convoluted than the Legend of Zelda timeline, I find.
For real. The story is fucking bananas. That's right, why I was so, like, let me just leave the story alone and talk about the gameplay.
So, you say paradigms as paradigms on purpose? Or is that just how you read
it
in your head?
How it's there.
Do they say it out loud in the game?
No.
Okay, that's how you spell paradigms.
Oh, whatever. That's why I married you, so you help me.
This has been your dictionary lesson for the day.
Personal spell checker.
For real. Whatever. So that's how you get your levels.
So in the battles, is it like turn-based? Like earlier? Like you pick...
You take turns? Or is it active time battle? Or it's is it something else?
Active time battle, but you also have control of the leader. You can have up to 3 people in your team, but you basically control the leader. But you're setting up your paradigms.
For the other people?
For everyone.
Okay.
So
even the person you control?
Yes, but it's just basically the turns that you get to pick from. So if you're commando, you're like attacking. If you're a ravenger, it's more magic. Or if you're a medic, it's healing. Stuff like that.
Those are the paradigms you can choose from?
Mattering on the person you are. Because...
Okay. The paradigms set up what your characters do. Oh, yes. Do.
Yeah, those paradigms.
So you only can...
paradigms. I like that better.
Yeah, stick with that.
Fuck y'all. Yeah, it matters on the character. So a couple of them can heal. A couple of them are more like beefy boys, if you will. So they'll be like the sentinel. Like, they'll fuck with the enemy and then like get a big like shield on. So they'll basically be who's getting hit.
They're the tank.
Yeah, pretty much. I like how the battle system is because it's not like, oh, you're going to run out of magic points. It's pretty much like, here's your attacks, and that's what you're going to use. So your paradigms.
It is Final Fantasy, so that could be how they pronounce it there.
Yeah.
I don't know. They don't really say it out loud. But paradigms, like, mattering on what one you are, you have points from the battle to then level your person up.
Like, experience points, only not in real life.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much how the fight is. I mean, you can pretty much stagger your enemies and then you can hit them harder or, like, take away their shield for a certain amount of time. Yeah. But I do like how you're not like, oh, fuck, I have to stock up on all these ethers to, like, heal my magic points and shit like that.
So what about the motorcycle made out of 2 scissoring ladies that you were doing earlier today?
Oh, Shiva.
So, yes, yeah. Shiva. So that's pretty much as far as I got. I'm still not to a full party. It's still, like, split up with 2 people here and 2 people there, which kind of sucks at first. But once you get to, like, after that part, it's better. But Snow gets his summoning spell, which is Shiva, and they're 2 sisters, and you can like fight with them, like fighting, or then you can like connect them to have them become a scissoring motorcycle. And yes, they scissor, and like Snow sits right on their crotches.
Pentakill. I'm never gonna get that, like, out of my brain now.
Like, when I first played this, I was like, okay, like, did they really need to do this? And then when they leave, like, one of them blows a kiss to Snow. Like, okay.
They each have, like, 1 wheel. One of them has a wheel on, like, the back of her head.
Yeah. And one of them, like, has it kind of, like, behind her. No, behind her, like, behind her feet. Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think I'm ever going to be able to see to get that description of Final Fantasy 13 Shiva out of my head. 2 scissoring ladies to make a motorcycle. Cannot be unseen.
That's what it is. I can't. That's exactly what it is. They are scissoring, and it's ridiculous.
So what's the bathroom situation?
I know there's homes, but I haven't seen a bathroom. There is an ocean.
Oh, well.
So you can piss there. And, I mean, fish do it there.
So we don't know if they have, like, the 3 seashells or TP or bidets or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
just a real quick tangent, right? A friend of mine.
Uh-huh. Yes.
In his bathroom, he has this little thing you flip up where the toilet roll is. But if you don't know it's there, all you see when you sit there is a cabinet to the side and he's put three seashells just to mess with people. I walked in and went, nope. Where's the toilet roll? Just lift it up. But the amount of people that goes, oh, I can't find it. How does this work? Trying to bash it, you know.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of it.
That's hilarious. So if at my replay of this, if I see a toilet, I'll make sure to bring it up, take a screenshot, and share it.
Update.
So yeah, it's been a long time since I've played this. I still like it.
No, it hasn't. You were playing this like less than 2 hours ago.
On my last playthrough.
Oh, since you beat it. Okay.
Since I beat it. And yeah, maybe I'll be able to talk more to the story, but this story is just fucking bananas. You have to play it and pay attention to maybe follow along.
To what, dozens of hours of cinematics?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, especially in the beginning.
It's very sort of, near the beginning, it's very, I've heard it being described as a corridor simulator near the beginning, because there's not many places you can go. It's all like straight lines or up a cliff, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And then there's all these like, oh, day 13 or day 5, like these flashbacks to, you know, explaining how Fang and Celeste kind of came out of their crystals and shit. Yeah, it's weird.
The things that stood out for me when I first played it was you can't overlevel your capped per chapter, which did my head in, because I'm used to just overleveling. And the second one is,
yeah,
when you fight against bosses, there's only one real way it works. There's only one real strategy. And it took me ages because I thought, I'll try it this way, I'll try it that way. And then the first boss that you come across where there's Lightning, Hope, and I want to say the red-haired lass with the boomerang / crossbow thing.
Oh, the weird, like, tennis racket?
Yeah.
Celeste.
It took me...
Yeah, it's like a weird tennis racket thing. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it took me ages and I couldn't do it and I thought, right, I've had enough. And I texted a friend of mine. He got the strategy guide with it because he bought it with the strategy guide because it was like you get so much off. And I said, how do you beat this boss? And he said, the strategy guide says you can only beat it this way. And I just went, why? Why can't I figure it out for myself? That and the no overleveling thing did my head in. I got XP and then it wouldn't let me get the next. No, come on. I want to overlevel. Nah.
Yep.
Lame.
Yeah. It's pretty, though. It's a very beautiful game. It's when the graphics got a little better after 12. Like, 12 is beautiful, but, like, 13 is even prettier on some of the details that they were able to put in.
It sort of it showcases the PS3 and the Xbox 360 pretty well, what they're capable of at the time.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
The scene that I watched you play earlier today reminded me a lot of the Matrix movie that we watched last night when you had two people riding a motorcycle with guns and there were like people everywhere shooting guns at each other and everybody was like so fast they could like dodge bullets and nobody was getting hit. And it's a far step from the swords and sorcery of the early Final Fantasy games. Everybody's got guns and all kinds of weird shit.
And not like a pirate gun, you know, like a blunderbuss or something.
Nope, it was full-fledged machine guns.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's the military in this. They have guns. Because when you turn into a lessee, you get magic. Don't look at me. I don't like that. I don't make up the Final Fantasy rules.
Ginger, this is an audio podcast. Nobody can look at you.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 13. I still like it.
select your player.
Hey, Will.
Yeah?
What game you play?
I played Guardians of the Galaxy. Based on the comic books and or the movies, I'm not sure. A large Marvel production from Square Enix.
It's probably inspired from both.
Yeah. It's a one-player action game, which I think it's cool that they just made a single player and they didn't shoehorn in like the online crap that the Marvel's Avengers game had. Because really, I'm just there for the storyline anyways.
Right.
It's a cool adventure, half shooter, but it's also like half cinematics. The people at Square Enix definitely are really good at making cinematic graphics, awesome looking scenes, realistic people now. People or aliens or creatures or...
trees.
Everything. Yeah, everything in this game looks really good.
Yeah, it was a really nice game to watch. I don't think I would have gotten as far or even have beat it. It was just... some of the parts looked a little tedious to me, but I'm glad Will liked it. So I could watch it. Because I still like... dude, I love Groot. He is adorable.
Yeah, there's a lot of third-person shooting, and Ginger's not a big shooter fan.
No. I actually really hate it.
Yeah. But you play as Star-Lord. It starts out when you're like 13 at your house back on Earth, and you get to meet with his mom. Yep, with a mullet. But there's an unlockable outfit you can get later that he has his teenage jean jacket and
it
mullet.
Looks so bad.
I was played through so many cutscenes with him with that mullet and jean jacket.
It was painful. That was the only thing that they didn't do good on. To be honest, was the mullet when he was older. They could have done better.
But all the voice actors were really good, and there was a lot of banter, not only in the cutscenes, but just as you're walking around.
A lot. Like, a lot.
Because all the other, well, not all the characters, but most of, all the times, but most of the characters are with you, and you're having conversations while you're walking.
Yeah.
Whenever you're not shooting somebody, you'll have to choose from one of two options.
What's the bathroom situation, Will? Is there piss jugs?
There is a bathroom on your ship.
There
in between,
is.
Like in between planets, you get to explore the ship and talk to all the characters that are with you, whether it's your teammates or if somebody else happens to be on the ship. Like, I hear Adam Warlock is going to be in the next movie. He's in this game.
Warlock has some fucking cheeks on him, dude. Like, his ass is a badonk donk.
There's even
huge
one
ass.
There's even one scene right after he leaves where everybody makes a joke about his, they make alliteration jokes about his wizard butt.
Dude, it's huge.
So he'd be no good at sneaking then, with his butt cheeks just slapping
absolutely
together.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, couldn't sneak up on anyone.
Yep. It's like, what's that clapping sound? Oh, it must be Warlock's ass.
But yeah, all of the Guardians of the Galaxy have to share one bathroom. It's got a space toilet and a shower. And at one point you walk in on Drax while he's like singing in the shower.
Humiliation.
Oh, you fight lots of characters that I didn't really know about because I haven't read many of the comic books, like characters that aren't from the movie.
Okay.
Lady Hellbender. The dragon, Fin Fang Foom, is not at all the one that I know from the comic books because I remember like the 1960s and 70s where he's like a big, long, kind of like a traditional Chinese dragon.
Okay.
And the one in this game is more like a big, giant, like... Smaug type ice dragon or some shit like that.
Yeah, it was definitely a different looking dragon.
Something to shoot at the very least.
Yeah.
Big old target.
And the fighting controls, you know, you got the lock on and the normal trigger. But
this
then
is
you've
why
got...
I would not get very far in this game.
You can use the face buttons to, like, attack and dodge, and then you can hold the left bumper, and then each of the four face buttons relates to one of the other four guardians. So, like, you hit left bumper, then you hit X for Gamora, and then you can hit X, B, A, or Y for Gamora's four different moves, and she'll do those moves to whoever you're locked onto. And you got the four guardians attached to the four face buttons, and you can eventually earn four moves for each of them. And then if you click the left stick when you hit that right bumper, then Peter Quill has four different special moves that you can do. And then you have a secondary gun that you can shoot with the right bumper, and that has four different abilities that you can change with a control pad from, like, fire, ice, like a tract beam, and something else. And so you're trying to do this all at the same time. And it can get pretty crazy in some of the fights.
Yes.
Especially when they introduce, like, special things where you have to, like, do something special in the fight while you're fighting, like, invincible other superhero enemies. Oh, like those stupid Blood Brother bounty hunters that had, like, invincibility suits.
Yeah, you had to make sure to separate them so their suits wouldn't generate. Mm. Or send Rocket into a hole where it's, like, water and he doesn't want to. Throwing Rocket without his consent. Yeah. He had, Drax throw him? It was the funniest shit. Yeah. He was mad.
Happens a few times under different situations. So sometimes he's into it, sometimes he gets mad. And
God, it sounds...
Right. And then there's also a scanner where if you click the right stick, then Star-Lord puts his mask on and everything looks like a different color. And then the buttons, like, scan stuff and you can figure out ways to get Gamora to, like, stab stuff with her sword so she can throw you up, or think you can figure out things that Drax can pick up and throw. And
or
Groot makes Groot bridges. Stuff.
Yeah. Or, like, lift you up to higher places.
Oh, yeah, that took me fucking forever to figure out the first time Groot can make a platform and lift me up. And I was like, okay, Groot, make a platform here. And then he made the platform, and it only went up, like, 6 inches. And I couldn't make it to the ledge I was trying to go up to. And I did that, like, 5, 6, maybe 12 times before I realized I could use the right stick to make the thing go up higher. And then I have to stand on it. And then, So it uses all the controls. There's some figuring out, but...
All of the controls. Yeah. Like, every single fucking button on the controller.
Yeah. All during a fight, but all of your teammates are so powerful that when you can just, like, tap that and tap buttons, even if you hit the wrong thing, they help out immensely.
Nice.
Kind of sounds like you have to set up macros just for stuff. Because, have, like, all the controls set out just below the TV, so you can have, like, a reference card for it. So it kind of sounds like.
Or just not play any other video games so you don't get confused with the controls.
I'll get someone else to play it.
Watch someone else play it.
That's why I played through it for you, Ginger.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I am Groot.
I don't know exactly how long it took me to play through the story, but the internet says it takes about 25 to 30 hours to play through story mode. So, it's not a short game.
No. But it's not a super long game either.
No.
No. And with the adjustable difficulty, it's not super difficult either. The first time I died on a boss twice, I went in and adjusted the difficulty, made it a little bit easier.
Hell yes.
And that's why I flew through it.
Well, as long as you're having fun, it doesn't matter what difficulty you're on really, does it?
Right.
No.
Yeah, you play games to have fun.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Play whatever difficulty that you want. It's just really nice to have more accessible games for people who might not want to have that much of a challenge and see the story.
Right. And even for me, I just wanted to see what happened next. I didn't want to get good at this control scheme.
No.
that's half the reason why I didn't pick up Onion Ring, Elden Ring. Because I've picked up, like, from Demon's Souls up to Bloodborne, I've picked up the games, and each time I've played it, I have done the same thing, which is hold the pad so tight I can hear it creaking. So I get that annoyed and I forget, put the pad down, just walk away. Don't need to play.
Yeah.
So I didn't get Elden Ring, although a few of my friends are raving about it. I just, nah, you're all right.
Yeah. I only bought the first one, Dark Souls, for the amiibo for my Switch, but fucking GameStop fucking sold the amiibo separately after they were already, like, held, and fuck you, GameStop, forever for that, because I didn't want the game. I just wanted the fucking amiibo. That's all I wanted. Because I got through, like, the beginning of that game, and I didn't give myself a stroke. But it was close.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So there's also a couple spots where you get to fly the spaceship.
Oh, sweet.
And that was pretty cool, yeah. Shooting asteroids and shit. And at first I had to go in and you could switch the controls up for that too, because I'm used to like flight stick controls. When I pull the stick down, I want the spaceship to go up. Mm. And it was set so that down goes down, and that fucked with me so much.
Yeah.
I was like, if I can't switch this,
mad.
I was like, if I can't switch this, I'm not going to be able to play through this part, Ginger.
Did you check the controls? And you're like, I'm about to. And you can change it and you're like, okay, good. I was like, how accessible this game is. You got to be able to change it because you could change everything else on it. Mm. So
yeah. And it's on Game Pass now. So if you got that, you don't have to buy it.
I am Groot.
You didn't have to say it like that. Really? It's a bit much,
I
don't
am
you
Groot.
Think? Oh, come on. That's a bit much.
I am Groot.
Don't insult me like that, please.
Ginger, I can't believe you called him that. At the end of the game, there's a joke about that where Groot tries to teach them Groot language, but he has to quit because they just keep saying the same three words over and over.
Oh, I fucking love it. I liked one of, they had like the different outfits. I liked Groot's outfit where he had spikes, but he had like almost like a unicorn spike coming out of his head. It was so cute.
All right. Hey, Squidge.
Mm.
Select your player.
What game you play?
Well, I kind of mentioned it a bit earlier on with the adapter I got. I've been playing my Sega Saturn, but I've been playing again. All right, let me put it this way. Right, let me put it this way. If there was a particular, very specialized anime series, right? I'll set up the scene. It's an anime series about a bunch of firefighters, but it's set in the future. They're an elite emergency team that get deployed into industrial accidents, so oil rigs that are currently on fire, people that are stuck in places that can't get out. They get dropped in, they shoot fire with a laser beam, a laser cannon that's on the ram, which creates crystals. They collect a set amount of crystals, and they can teleport survivors out. And there's four different areas, going from an oil rig, an undersea research facility, a space station, and an alien ship. Right? Kind of sounds like an anime, doesn't it?
I don't know if it sounds like anything I've heard of before.
Well, that's a game on the Sega Saturn called Burning Rangers. And that is literally the plot of it. You're a trainee Burning Ranger, and you go through like the basics at the beginning, the gameplay and stuff, and then you're chucked into a situation and you're running through like the first area is like an oil rig. You've got to shoot fires to keep a fire level down. Otherwise, more explosions happen.
Okay.
If you hear a whistle, you've got to tap back to backflip to get out of danger. It's made by Sonic Team. If you get hit by fire, all the crystals you get instantly, you lose them. It is a bit of a weird one, and it's more impressive considering that the Sega Saturn can't do 3D. Although it's a 3D game.
No.
It does like 2.5D. Like, it can't. It can't do 3D. Right?
I mean, come on, they did it on Super Nintendo. You could do, like...
Well, it's it's not a 3D machine. It fakes being 3D. It can do 2D fighting games flawlessly, like you in the arcade, but it can't do 3D, right? And I've been playing that, and I got that. I had that, and I didn't have a chance to get out my Sega Saturn and play, because I repurchased mine a while ago. Because when I was younger, it was a case of parents said to me, you can't play more than one console, get rid of the old one for the new one. I didn't want to, but I had to.
Yeah.
So I got rid of it. Then, like 15 years later, I got a Saturn again, and I couldn't believe it. It was the same Saturn I got rid of 15 years prior, because there was a mark on the back that was exactly the same. So I got the same Saturn back.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so badass!
Right?
Fuck yeah!
I got the same Saturn back, and it came with a number of different games, and one of them was Burning Rangers, and it's really hard to get hold of, right? Quite rare.
Yeah.
It's janky as hell, right? You're playing you're playing a 3D game
on
the
D-pad. Is it like first person?
No, it's...
Is it first person or third?
Third person action game. So it's not over the shoulder, okay. It's like... Kind of like Tomb Raider without the tank controls, you know, the camera's a bit further up, and you play it with the D-pad. That's where the jank comes from. I love it. And when I brought it here, there was my brother and a friend of mine who was here, and I set it up and I thought, I know what's going to happen. And I set it up and it started. And when the game starts, before you get to the start screen, you get an anime cutscene, and it's got its own music and everything. It's brilliant. And it started playing and I was in tears because it reminded me of when I was a kid. I was blubbering, a 33-year-old man, blubbering on a couch in front of his brother and a friend. But I just started playing it, and the disc itself is fantastic. Because do you guys remember optical drives? No one seems to have them these days. If you put it in a stereo, you got all the music from the game as long as you skip track one. You could listen to all the music. If you put it into a PC...
Oh, neat.
Put into a PC, they added wallpapers on there for you.
Oh, cool.
It's just a shame.
That's really neat.
I don't have an optical drive though, that's a shame. But I've been playing the living crap out of that. I got, because there's like four stages in it. I got three stages in. If you come off it, the people that you rescue send you emails. So you check your mail and it's like, thanks for saving me. And once you do a level, you can replay it and it opens different routes once you've completed it. So it's really quite good. But I got three stages in before I realised that the watch battery that's in the Saturn ran out, so my save file didn't stick. So I had to go out and get a battery and play it again. I'd be lying if I said it was absolute torture, right, to play through the game. But that's what I've been playing. So I've shunned PS4 and Xbox One for the Saturn for a 6-button D-pad controller. You know, that played...
That's funny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are there any toilets in this game? Or piss jugs?
The second major stage is an underwater research facility. So there's water all around you. And one part of the game is a dolphin transports you from one end of the facility to the other. So I'm guessing while you're swimming with it, you could just let rip.
You were swimming in a piss jug.
And no one would know.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
It's already behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's got to be bathrooms underwater there somewhere, right?
I'd imagine so.
You're swimming in a piss jug.
Either that or it's somewhat similar to what they got on the space station. There's just a tube and it jetsons it out.
In space, no one will hear you pee.
I'll never watch Aliens the same way again now.
Awesome. Scissoring Sisters and Final Fantasy 13 and Space Pits. Is that the name of this episode? Scissoring Sisters and Space Pits.
Do they explain the teleportation at all? I mean, shooting lasers at fire makes sense to me, but how does it turn it into crystals?
I'm going to say a mixture of sci-fi and plot.
Okay.
Because, you know, sci-fi is going to sci-fi. So, you know, we don't exactly ask for explanations for, like, body augmentation in cyberpunk. It's just there. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know, game's going to game. Sega's going to Sega. They didn't have the sanest ideas in the 90s when it came to games. And that's putting it lightly. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not going to ask really how Rocket Raccoon distracts a whole space armada using a Walkman augmented with a couple boosters either, so. Yeah.
Plot.
It happens.
It's plot.
Yeah. Sci-fi and plot.
Yeah. So what's for dinner?
And now it's time for recommendations.
Godlike.
Will, you got a recommendation?
I do not have a new podcast recommendation.
All right.
What's I going to recommend? Oh, I'm going to recommend that terrible movie that we watched last night. That was actually fun.
It was.
It was called...
had Billy Zane in it.
Was it called Mad or The Mad?
The Mad, I
think.
I believe.
Yeah, it's called The Mad. And it's a cheesy 2007 low-budget Billy Zane horror comedy where this farmer's beef turns people into not quite zombies, but they're very angry. They like to eat people and steal things.
Yes, it's called The Mad.
Okay.
If you like horrible horror comedies, this one is right up there with, yeah. We thought it was going to be terrible when we saw the DVD menu.
Yeah, dude.
And it's low budget.
Oh, no. This is going to be bad.
But the cheesiness was actually funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth it to see a bad hamburger patty attack a guy. Just hamburger patty jumps at his face and attacks him.
I'm getting vibes of, have you ever seen a movie called The Ginger Dead Man?
Did we see that one?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have you seen, do you have Shudder in the UK?
I can get it, yeah. I haven't got a Shudder account, but I've heard about a lot of things that's on there.
So, Slacks is one there on there. It's about a killer pair of pants. It's fucking hilarious. It's awesome. Uh-huh. Okay. And One Cut of the Dead is amazing, too. It's so good.
Well, I'm recommending the horrible movie The Mad.
It's way better. It's a good, cheesy horror movie.
Is it so bad it's good?
Because it's... Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those B movies that's actually good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, Billy Zane's in this. Sweet. And it was funny from watching him in Demon Knight. Like, that's where I love him in Demon Knight. And, like, seeing him, like a dad, it was fucking funny.
Yeah, he's playing like a dad who was in a bunch of bands in the 80s and was kind of still dressing like he was in an 80s band.
Because of his girlfriend.
But trying to be cool. His daughter didn't think it was cool and was teasing him about it the whole
movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was funny. I was enjoying it way more than I thought I was going to.
Okay, Ginger. Now it's your turn. I'll put you on the spot. What's your reco?
So I'm going to recommend a podcast called Red Handed. It's a true crime podcast. It's kind of a more popular one. But I really enjoy it. They seem respectful when they're talking about, you know, the people who have had these tragedies happen to them. And I really enjoy it. Hmm. It's a couple women, and I believe one's from the UK. Maybe both of them are. Can't remember, because I'll listen to it once in a while. I'll like, binge a couple episodes and then save and binge a couple. But it's really good. Red-handed.
Hmm.
Do you have a recommendation, Squidge?
I do. It's gonna sound very sort of... it's the latest hot thing, but I've been playing only for a couple of days, so it's only been the past few days. Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
Okay.
If you're into that kind of humour, sort of Borderlands humour, because it's essentially a Borderlands game, I would highly recommend it, because it's got... Andy Samberg and Wanda Sykes as characters in it. And
nice.
Tiny Tina, she's crazy as a character anyway. She is the DM of a game called Bunkers and Badasses, right? And
okay.
The game you get like an intro cutscene, then the game gets restarted, and it's focusing on you, the new player. So you can create your own avatar and player and stuff, and the kind of there's different classes and stuff, and there's no room for them to. So what they do is they ask questions and they jump in as part of the story. And I mean, best way to describe it is if you like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Jake Peralta, the guy who voices Jake Peralta, is one of the guys in the game. And
sweet.
He's exactly the same kind of humor. It is a lot of fun, and I've been mainlining it the past couple of days quite hard because it is a lot of fun. Cool. And I mean,
hell yeah!
There's a part in the game near the beginning, so it's not really spoilers. It's part of the main story. You have to get
we don't care about spoilers.
You have to get a ship to cross a cursed ocean to get to a pyramid, which is a pyramid of fear, right? So you save the dock master, and then you build the ship, which is called, well, Andy Samberg's character Valentine, he christens it the Bologna, whereas the flag whereas the flag on the ship says SS piece of ship, right? And because it's a cursed sea, you have to have the ship blessed. And now the previous bard, during an attack on the city, went off and started a life with a skeleton, because reasons. So you need to find another bard. But the only bard that's available is a half bard, because he's a bard and a barbarian, right? And he's played by a character in the game who's been in since the second one. It's called Tog. Now imagine 80s beefed up wrestler, right, with a bandana, glasses, the tash, but has the promo skills of the Ultimate Warrior, so he shouts everything, right? You find him, and he has a lute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right? He has a lute.
That's Macho Man Randy Savage.
Well, Ultimate Warrior, just imagine someone, right, they're just about to do a promo, and they take a line of cocaine, and they're just off on one, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has a lute. Now, in previous games, whenever he mentioned anything to do with guitars, he'd sing it to you. So it'd be like, wow, right? Just out of nowhere, and I fell over laughing. In this one, he does the same thing, but he says loot at the end. And so you have to restore the magic in his loot. And then he comes to the city, and he starts blessing your ship. So he starts playing. And then he says, right, get the drums going. Okay, so get the drums going. They just show up, you click it. Get the piano going, click it. And then he goes, the hell with this, I've got a better idea. Okay, so what happens is your ship goes flying. This bunker door opens. Your ship goes flying and gets destroyed, right? 9 rockets fly out of this bunker. And I'm thinking, what's going on? And he said, I'm not going to bless your ship. I'll tell you what, I'll do one better. I'll blow up the ocean. So he literally blows up the ocean. And there's a huge wave that comes to you, right? And after the water hits, there's like a fish on the screen that falls down. And then instead of crossing the ocean, he just blows it up, and it expands the places you go. And I'm just thinking, why mess around? Why should I bless your ship? I'll cut out the middle. I'll just blow the ocean. It's fine. And that's part of the story.
Cool.
When that happened, I had to pause it because I actually fell off the couch laughing.
Everything I hear about this game sounds good.
Well, so. in a previous DLC of Borderlands 2, which is 2 games prior, there's they sort of try and do this D&D idea, and it's called Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep. And when you meet Torg, he's all about explosions. There's a type of weapon in the game called Torg weapons, and it just blows up. Everything just explodes, no matter what it is. There's an explosion. He gives you a mission, because you've got to do a couple of missions for him, and he says, and now you've got to blow up the ocean! And then one of the characters goes, you can't exactly blow up the ocean, can you? And he goes, okay, go grab this then instead. And I thought, he finally got to do it. He blew up the ocean. It only took 2 games, but he blew up the ocean. But while he was blowing, he's playing his lute. He's actually playing it and making the sounds and saying lute as well as his huge waves coming towards you. Oh, I fell off the couch
That's
laughing.
Hilarious.
I thought, finally, he did it. You know.
Nice.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Squidge. Where do you want to be found on the internet? Tell our listeners where to find you.
Well, on the internet. Yeah. Give me a second. I've got all this written down somewhere. Okay.
If you want to be found.
If well, Well, fuck. I think I've contractually got to say this, or Jay would kill me. So, Waffling Sailors can be found in any sort of anywhere you get podcasts, including Amazon. Jay's pretty proud of that. He finally got that sorted, so you can listen to it on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the usual stuff. The website is wafflingtailors.rocks, because why not? Why have a .com? We'll have a .rocks. If you go to the website, there's an embedded player with all the episodes, and there's like a subscribe button and stuff. On the actual website, again, he would kill me if I didn't mention this. On the website, there is a section called Those Games We Played, and it's a massive list of games that we've mentioned on the podcast and how many times we've mentioned it. And if you click them, they're all links to which episode they've gone to. And so far, seems though we started it in 2017, so far we've talked about 1,523 games so far.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're very tangent heavy, and we do tend to rattle on and waffle on a bit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's all good.
Mm.
Thanks for joining us. It's awesome.
It's been a blast. Thanks for having me.
Uh-huh.
We'd definitely like to thank our patrons.
Yeah.
Definitely. Me and you keep talking over each other. Okay. Our patrons, Mike Gagne, Boston Harbor Horror, Chris Copleen from Retro Hangover, Dan the Movie Seller from The Movie Seller, JD Lowe at Jedi Drunken Llama at jdlowe.ninja, and Canadian Greg at cartmart.games.
No, he's not Canadian Greg anymore. Now he's Worldwide Wharf.
Okay, Worldwide Wharf on Twitter. And we would like to thank Rappy McRapperson for our intro music and Inadequizzy for our outro music. You can contact us at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
Yep, we have to do this now, and I can't use that old closing that we used to use every episode because I have a new phone number. We don't have the old one. Now it's... shit, I need to look it up.
Well,
go ahead with the other stuff, Ginger.
All the stuff. We do have a website still, grpvg.com. If you send us a screenshot of a review, we'll send you a sticker. So just contact us on Twitter, and that is grand_video, or Insta at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames. Will, you got that phone number yet?
No, not quite yet.
We'll get better at this new outro.
Oh, yes. Our new phone number is 4432 Willie. 4432 Willie.
And Will, we got a couple people who called us and left some messages, so we'll have to insert them somewhere. And thanks again, Squidge, for joining us. You're welcome back anytime.
Oh, sweet. It's been a pleasure, honestly. Thanks for having me.
Goodbye.